This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, 2010. Or 2010. I keep doing that. I have not podcasted for more than a... Was it more than a week? Well, now I don't even know. I always do that, too. No, I was Twittering this morning saying that, oh my gosh, I need to podcast. And UK Tom from Bostonia said the same thing. And then he posted a show this afternoon, and I haven't. So I need to podcast. And because I actually should have podcasted yesterday, but I don't know why I didn't. I don't know. Let's see when the last podcast was. It was, Tuesday, April 20th. So exactly a week ago. All right. Oh, that's right. It was my 5-year podcasting anniversary. Because now we're on the 6th year. I forgot about that. Yeah, so it's been a week ago since I podcasted. And so the weekend, the boyfriend and I had a very busy weekend. Well, more so the boyfriend than me. I went to his house. Yeah. Friday night I went to his house. Our typical Friday, we were both tired and, caught up with each other on how our week went and had some wine and had dinner and chit-chat and then so on and so forth. And then Saturday, the boyfriend had to do a lot of, he was just too busy. He had a lot of pets to do. He had a work commitment to do. And so I just kind of like left him to do all his stuff. And I came home to my house and kind of cleaned my house and did a few things around my house while he was away. And then he came back. He came over to my house in the evening. I guess it was late afternoon. Yeah. And I forget what we did. I don't know what we did, but I know we had dinner and we had wine, of course. So then I think we went to bed relatively early because we had to get up very early Sunday because we were going to a wine conference. And it's about, well, it started at 8:30 in the morning. On a Sunday morning, I know. It sounds weird. Like, no, and we were not drinking wine at 8:30 in the morning. We went to a wine conference that had these discussion sessions first, and then we didn't get to drink any wine until like 2:15 in the afternoon. But we had the first discussion was about which grapes grow best in Virginia. And there was some winemakers and some winery owners who were on the panel, and they were talking about that, and that was relatively interesting. But the second session was the most interesting to me. It was social media as part of your marketing plan for wineries. And again, there were some winery people, people who own wineries who are relatively entrenched in the social media, meaning that they have a very busy Facebook page and a very busy Twitter account going on. And that person actually became the most popular because she was telling us about how she uses Twitter and Facebook to encourage new customers to come into the winery. And things kind of got a little bit off track because this one lady who does, well, the discussion started going into online media in terms of reporting, blogging, stuff like that. And then this one lady who was in the audience who writes a newspaper in Charlottesville got all kind of like testy and upset because people were saying, well, and I kind of started this too, but we were talking about how the print media isn't as nearly as popular as it used to be and that it's probably declining and will continue to decline. And, you know, we've had that discussion before on the podcast, but the way this was working was all these wine people, either you were in the industry or you were part of the press, and the boyfriend and I were part of the press, and we all had our laptops set up on this, like these big long conference. It was like actually like a lecture hall, but they had tables where you could set up your laptops, and we all had our laptops set up, and we were all tweeting at the same time these discussions were going on. Well, when this lady said, you know, you don't get the same reliable information from blogs as you do from print media, people went crazy. So I, of course, on Twitter, not of course, but I on Twitter said print media is dying. And we used a hashtag for this conference. So everybody who was following the hashtag got to see, you know, all the tweets. And when I did that, people were like laughing and snickering. You can see them around there all looking over at me and stuff because they know who we are, you know, in terms of the press people, because we know them. But anyway, so this lady, she must have been following her Twitter on on her computer because she later said, I don't know who's saying that print is dying, but it's not. I was like, hello, it was me. It was so much fun. But so we kind of got off track on the use of social media and wineries and your marketing plan, all that kind of stuff, and had that tangent discussion or even a slightly argument about print media versus online media. And I think the vast majority of people in the room agreed that the print media is going down and, you know, it's slowing down. There's less attention to it. There's less people who are actually buying it when you can get it free online, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Nothing you don't already know. So anyway, and then after that we had lunch and the boyfriend and I joined the Wine Mafia. This was a group of, there were probably eight guys. Let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so there were 7 of us. And we all sat at the same table, and we're all wine bloggers, not necessarily Virginia wine bloggers, but just wine bloggers. And people started calling us the Wine Mafia, and we were very exclusive. Like, we wouldn't let people sit at our table. So it was so much fun. The boyfriend didn't get into that much of the you know, goofy, clicky kind of stuff, but I certainly do. So we had a really fun time with that. And then after lunch, there was a rather boring discussion of Eat local, drink local, kind of thing. And I didn't really get into that. I was just tweeting with everybody around me, you know, the whole time. And that was always fun to, you know, retweet and read. I mean, it was just fun. So then after that relatively boring discussion, the best part of the whole day came out, and that was a Twitter taste-off. And the way this worked was they had this big room, like a ballroom, and all along the perimeter of the ballroom, all these wineries had set up tables, and each winery was tasting 2 wines, a red and a white. And all the participants, there was about 125 people, we were to go around, taste the wine, and then tweet about what we, you know, what we thought about it, liked it, disliked, whatever. So we all had our laptops set up on tables in the center, or people were using their mobile phones and stuff, but it was much easier to use a laptop. Of course, now this will be even much easier next weekend when I get the iPad, but that's a whole other discussion. Anyway, so we started tasting wine. We would, you know, tweet about our thing, and then we had like 2 hours to do this. And during the whole time, you're supposed to keep track of which ones you really like, and then we voted at the end of which wines we liked, and then they announced the winners. Now, the sad part was, is this room, as people were in this room and going around tasting and then tweeting, the heat in this room got higher and higher and higher. And by like 4:15, when we were getting ready to leave, the sweat was just running off our heads. And not just the boyfriend and I, but like everybody was sweating. And then they couldn't get the air conditioning to work. And that was a big pain. But besides the heat, we really had a great time. We met a lot of nice people. All these winemakers were there serving their wines, got to talk with them, because we had actually met the majority of them that were in that room already. And other wine bloggers was what the fun part was, because we got to meet wine bloggers who have been Twittering with and chatting with for years now, and then never met. And now we all came together at one place to meet and chat and stuff. And now the best part, I think, about this whole thing was that the boyfriend and I were invited to this conference. Like, we didn't have to pay anything, because it was $65 if you had to pay. And so we were invited as part of the press, quote unquote press. So we had these special badges that had our names on them and stuff like that. And then there was these other wine bloggers who actually had to pay to go to the conference. And I was like, oh, they must not be the cool kids. But I think actually it has something to do with the longevity. We've been wine blogging for 5 years. I think we're definitely the oldest Virginia wine blog, but not the oldest wine blog. And the part that I was sad about was that we actually had the press was given access to all the different, like, the dinners and the breakfasts, and they paid for a hotel room, actually for 2 nights, for Friday night and Saturday night. So they offered us all this stuff, but we could only take advantage of the stuff on Sunday because of all the boyfriend's previous commitments that we could not get out of. So we had access to all the stuff, but we just didn't take advantage of it. Would have been fun. Would have been a lot of fun, but well, it was fun anyway. I had a great time. I absolutely loved it. And I just hope that the conference is held in our state next year. I don't know if it will be or not. But anyway, so that was all day Sunday. And by the time we got home, it was like 5:30 and I was dead tired. So the boyfriend and I, we took a little afternoon snuggle and then he had to go home. And then I was probably in bed by like 9:15 because I was just so tired and hot. But yeah, so that was the weekend and it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Now, something else happened this weekend. Sunday morning. Sunday morning and Monday morning, I woke up and we did not have hot water. So I had to, you know, heat up some water and put it in the bathtub and take a bath, which I really absolutely hate taking baths. But that's how I had to, you know, get ready in the morning. So now my condo building is now on Twitter. So I follow them on my one of my other Twitter accounts. I have four now. Sorry. And they have a Twitter account. So I got on Twitter on Sunday morning and tweeted, you know, what's wrong with the hot water? When will it be fixed? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just a quick tweet thinking that like other corporations and other businesses and other entities, when you tweet something that they are, you know, curious to find out what the problem is and get back to you. Well, they didn't. And it wasn't until Monday when I got a direct message or what is it called? I think it's like a direct message, a DM that said, please do not direct questions to the Twitter account. This account is just for posting updates. I was like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? You have a Twitter account and it's only for you to post updates? How boring is that? So I wrote him back saying, that doesn't make any sense. Twitter is a two-way thing. You can communicate with your, in our case, residents. And I guess it's this new assistant manager who's doing the Twitter, as I come to find out. He wrote back and said, no, this is just for posting updates. So I wrote back saying, good to know that it's one-way communication. I will now stop following you. So I stopped following him. Like, what? How freaking boring. I don't want to read your updates. I get your freaking newsletter under my door, and I read the stuff in the elevator. It's like, I don't need Twitter for that. So I deleted him. And now that means they can't direct message me anymore, as I come to find out. So anyway, that pissed me off. Hinted at this earlier. My iPad is supposed to be arriving on Friday, April 30th. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and I still have not received a shipment notification. I keep going on the website to see, you know, my an update, and it still keeps saying late April, late April, late April. Well, they have charged my credit card as of yesterday afternoon. My credit card was charged, you know, like one of those pending things. So, they charged it way back at the beginning of April, like April 3rd, and then that went away like 4 days later, but now it's back, so they've, you know, put a charge through, but no shipment notification, and you would think if it's coming from China or somewhere, they would have to ship it by, you know, like, I don't know, today to get it here by Friday? I don't know, but some of my iPad accessories have started to arrive. I got the... Did I tell you about my? I told you about I had a gift card and I bought like five iPad accessories. Well, I got the iPad connection so I can hook it to a VGA monitor thing so I can, you know, do presentations with my iPad. I got the keyboard dock so that I can easily use the keyboard while it's in a docked position. I'm going to use that one at school. And so now I'm waiting for the extra charger, which I'll have to use at school, and a regular dock so I can have it home so I can just let it sit here when I'm not using it, charging it up. And I think that's it. I'm waiting for the photo things that you plug into the bottom and you can import photos. That's not going to actually arrive. The shipment thing says it's not going to arrive until May 13th, which will really suck because I could really use it this weekend. And I was actually tempted to go buy another one just to have one for home and one for school. I know that's like crazy, but I'm tempted if the Apple Store has them to, you know, tempted to go buy one. I don't know. I'll worry about that later. So moving on to other things. I was watching the news last night and they were talking about all those tornadoes and stuff that were down in the southern part of the country. I know why tornadoes always hit the South, because, you know, that's just where the flat land. I don't know. But it just seems that tornadoes always hit the South. But here's the thing that was striking me. All these people who have just come through a tornado, their houses are demolished. Some friends and relatives are dead. And these people are like thanking and praising God. You know, it's like, who do you think, if you really believed in God, wouldn't you wonder why he's causing this destruction for you? I know some people are going to say, we can't question God, blah, blah, blah. Well, no. If God is this great being, whatever, he shouldn't be creating destruction and death if this all-loving God thing. Because those people, when I heard them talking, I'm like, you people are crazy. You like God had you saved or whatever. But what about your brother got killed in the tornado? How do you justify that? That kind of crap was just driving me crazy when I saw that on the news. That's just a quick sidebar. The last thing I actually have, the last topic I have, I should say, is this whole crap with the finance reform bill that the GOP is blocking for the second time today. If I go to Huffington Post, I went there earlier today. Of course, now they have this, senators are calling out Goldman Sachs, but they had this picture on the website. Now it's completely gone, of course. They had like all these Republicans who were saying that they're going to filibuster the finance reform bill. Well, it's happened twice. I mean, they've blocked it somehow. They've been able to block it twice. Now the article's gone. I can't read it, but they had all these pictures of these Republican senators and other congressmen. Now I'm confused. Anyway, they had all these Republicans on it, and I'm thinking to myself, well, all of these Republicans do not want finance reform because they're financed by Wall Street. Granted, Democrats are financed by Wall Street as well, but the Democrats aren't saying, you know, no, you can't change, you can't have finance reform. That drives me crazy because it's yet another thing that proves to me that Republicans and the GOP are for big business. They are not for the little guy. So the finance reform stuff would actually benefit the small guy. But this is what I'm also becoming aware of. No matter what the bill is that's getting passed, these businesses and companies find a way to screw us in the end eventually. Just like with the healthcare bill that went through, eventually they will find a way to screw us with that too. I'm sure of it. But anyway, and the market took a big dip today, 213 points, and I'm like, oh fuck, there goes my retirement again. But it'll come back. It's actually been doing really well lately. I said it was the last topic, but because I have one more thing I wanted to do for you. A couple of months ago, I guess it was, Stephen from Wisconsin was talking to, or was Twittering or something, and then Big Fatty talked about the free iTunes song of the week. Well, last week, not this week, it was last week, I clicked on the free iTunes song, single of the week, they call it, the free single of the week. And I clicked on it and went ahead and downloaded it because I thought, oh, I'll just, you know, it's free, why not? Well, I ended up kind of liking this song. And I think this is the song that, well, this one is, I think, the one that Steven from Wisconsin likes. Let me play this one. Yeah. Yeah, this is the one. Oh, that's probably very loud. Sorry. This is the one that Steven liked. Oh, I like it too. Okay, so anyway, I loved that song so much that I went ahead and bought it too. But I had to buy it because by the time I heard that on Big Fatty's show, it was past the time that it was free on iTunes, so I had to pay for it. But so I've been trying to check on a more regular basis and listen to songs, the free songs, see if I like it. Well, as I said last week, I found this one. You're gonna have to pay for this one now if you go there. But this is called, the artist is Two Door Cinema Club, and the song is called Something Good Can Work. And I want to play it because I really like it. And I'll be back at the end to wrap up. So listen to the song, and if you like it, you can find it on iTunes. I happen to really like it, so here you go. Oh, I hope that's not too loud, sorry. What'd you think about that song? Wasn't that kind of cool? You know, now that I'm listening to it, I actually think, oh my gosh, maybe that's not what I found on iTunes. Maybe somebody recommended that for me. I actually can't remember now because I'm questioning myself. I'm questioning my memory. But either way, I like that song, and I wonder if you like it too. Do you like it? It's the single of the week. Well, last week, I should say. But now that makes me wonder about something else. You know, I have the Genius thing turned on my iTunes, and every time I click on a song, a whole bunch of new songs come up on the side, like another song by the same artist called I Can Talk. Let's see what the... Yeah, I don't think I like that one. I mean, there are others I can probably like, but I'm not jumping for joy over that one. Anyway, so I'm wondering, does anybody else use the Genius recommendations on the side, in the sidebar of your iTunes, if you have Genius turned on? I'm just curious. Oh, that reminds me, today Apple released a new version of iTunes, 9.1.1, that has some, fixes some glitches that were coming up in iTunes, so check that out. That's all I have for today. But I want to remind you... that's why I call this episode Singles, is because I was playing the single of the week on iTunes. But I just want to remind you that Thursday night, April 29th, it's back to my week for the live podcast on pride48.com. So it's been 2 weeks, so let's get together and have a chat and have some fun. All right, so that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.